Little FM.
With me this morning is, am I right in saying the head of the Presidential Debate Secretariat?
Yes,
Clifford Machoka. Clifford, welcome to Capital FM.
Thank you so much.
And we are all excited. We heard Raila saying the other day on the news that last time he was the only person who showed up.
Yes.
So we know that we have a debate coming up.
Yeah.
What is the projected date for this?
So we've this week on Monday, we announced the dates for the presidential debates. So
right.
We are starting with the Nairobi gubernatorial debate. That will take place on Monday, the 11th of July.
Right.
Then we have the deputy presidential debate that will then take place on the 19th of July. And then we will finish with the presidential debate on the 26th of July this month.
Wow. So are we guaranteed that everyone's going to show up this time?
So,
we don't know yet.
You know, it's a process of consultation till the last day. And one of the things that we've been very clear is that we've really organized this for the last 1 year. There's been consultation with people in the electoral process, media industry. And one of the things that we're hoping is most of them have expressed interest in coming.
Right.
And what we're doing is just the process of mapping out the expectations, sharing with them the areas of focus. And also including the public in terms of asking questions to the candidate.
Oh, that's great. So we have a voice in these debates as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, economy, high cost of living, all that's going to come up for sure.
Yeah.
And the solutions therein of everyone who's involved in this debate. And who moderates these debates? What is the criteria for that? Who's going to be the person or persons who are the ones making sure these guys are not? We saw it with Trump and Biden in the U.S. debates. Biden couldn't even get through a sentence and Trump was already jumping in. You know what I mean? So are we going to have a similar problem? We got proper moderators?
No, we have proper moderators. For the last 5 years, we've developed what is called the Presidential Debate Guidelines. The Presidential Debate Guidelines clearly mention not only the principles for holding the debate, the criteria for the people who or the candidates who participate in the debate, and then also the criteria for moderators.
Okay.
The criteria for moderators is very clear. You have to be someone who is neutral, impartial, who embodies principles of fairness. You have to be someone who has experience in broadcasting,
right,
and also someone who has experience in the Kenyan political landscape.
Right, so it's a combination of the two. And who are we saying who the moderators are yet?
We've announced for Nairobi gubernatorial. I think if you look at the criteria for participating in the debates, we have a 5% threshold. So we have what you call tier one debate for the candidates who have attained 5% and below. For those ones, the moderators would be Safina Chiang of KBC and Ayub Abdikadir of K24.
Okay.
Then we have for the candidates who've attained 5% and above. And for that, we have Mark Masai of NTV and Zubeida Kome of KTN. And then part of the debates is we usually have a panel discussion. And the panel discussion, we have Waigamora, who will moderate that panel discussion.
Wow, what an honor to be a part of this. Because this is really history now we're talking about.
It is. As in, if you look at it, it's something that happens only once in 5 years. In 2017, the viewership and the listenership was around 19 million Kenyans. If you just remove digital, and you know, if you look at 5 years down the line, digital has really progressed or really advanced. So the expectation that this year we are hoping to hit around 40 million.
Really?
Kenyans, and that's not even including digital. And
so basically the whole country?
Basically the whole country.
I guess the whole country has an interest in something like this, right?
Yeah, because if you look at debates, we are a country of very diverse voices. And what do the debates do? Debates provide that clarity of opinions, policies, and even issues.
Right.
And one of the key objectives of debates is just to be able to instill issue-based elections so that, you know, we sort of, if you look at the rallies, there's a lot of abuse and all this. There's a lot of political rhetoric. And debates, what they do is they bring you in a controlled environment so that we can talk on issues that really matter to Kenyans.
But obviously, you have to be very wary of the fact that there will be propaganda, rhetoric, and partisan politics spoken at a debate. Regardless, this is what the moderator's job is, to calm that down and get back on topic, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, the DP obviously coming out threatening that he will not participate because there is bias in his eyes from one media house.
Yes.
How are you guys handling that? Are you in constant dialogue with his office?
We're in constant dialogue. I think we need to distinguish between assertions of media bias and the debates. Media bias is something that you would, if you make an assumption or an assertion to one particular media house, then there are actually procedures through which you do it. You officially write. We also have under the Media Council Act, where you could actually be able to take your complaints to the Media Complaints Commission.
Okay.
Yeah. But debates are actually a function of the whole entire media industry. So if you look at this year, it's quite representative. We've come together as Media Owners Association, Media Council of Kenya.
Right. So you've involved everyone, basically.
We've involved everyone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Including stakeholders from the electoral process. So churches, youth groups, private sector organizations.
Right.
And what that tells you is that the debate is not a media debate.
No, it's not.
It's a country debate.
Yes, it's a country debate, and it's a presidential or it's a candidates debate. Maybe
exactly.
Not presidential, but candidates. I think probably one of the more interesting would be Sakaja and Polycarp. I would imagine because both these guys have a little bit of swagger, and they both
yes.
speak very well
yes.
and eloquently, and both, you know. Are quite verbose. We had them both on air, and so that's a very interesting one as well. Is all media allowed access to this debate? Is it going to go across the country on all platforms at the same time?
It's going to go across the country on all platforms, television stations, radio stations.
Yeah.
We're expecting that we will be able to air the debates across maybe 450 stations in this country.
Right, right.
And anyone will have access to be able to air it. So whether you are in Marsabit,
that's
whether
amazing.
You're in Lamu,
amazing.
Whether you're in Kisii.
So radio, television,
radio,
digital.
Television, digital.
We will definitely run it here, I'm certain.
Yeah. So all that will be able to do it. And the good thing is that this is a public interest initiative. So it's not just one media house or a few media houses saying, oh, we're the only ones who are going to do it. No, everyone's going to have access to it. So it doesn't matter where you are in the country. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you'll be able
to actually
participate and watch.
And it's interesting to everyone globally because of Kenya is that important. We're going to come right back and we'll continue this conversation. If you have any questions for Clifford, you can get them in now at 984 in the morning, hashtag drive in, or send us a WhatsApp on 0701-984-984. Capital FM. Talking all things presidential or just debates in general, political debates, if you will. Clifford, I guess the question has to be raised is, you know, are they effective? I mean, is it something that needs to happen? We've gone how many elections in our past, you know, 65, I mean, since 1965 without debates.
Yes.
Last election, one person showed up for the presidential debate. So are they really necessary?
Yes. They're very necessary and they're very effective. As in, if you look at this country, we've held debates now over the last 10 years. 2013, we had, you remember all the eight candidates coming on board. We had a debate for around 3 hours. 2017, we didn't have one of the candidates showing up. But the most important thing about the debates is just the fact that it's the only place where you start fleshing out the issues that really matter to Kenyans.
Yes, and without the rhetoric, without the propaganda. Right.
And also what is important is that it's become, I think over the last 10 years, we've now established it as a tradition, as a culture in our electoral process.
Sure.
And if you look at established democracies or emerging democracies, debates provide that opportunity to be able to talk about real issues.
But it's a huge undertaking. I mean, the production quality, I mean, I'm from a background of production.
I
know that in order for it to look, you know, a certain way, have a certain look and feel, be slick as well, lighting, cameras, etc. It's a massive undertaking.
It is. But it's for us, the most important thing is that it's for the country. And we've also been fortunate enough to get a lot of support from various stakeholders in the electoral process. Media itself has also invested in it.
And what is the venue? Or are they different venues?
No, only one venue. We sort of went around to look at the venue and we settled on the same venue that we had in 2017, which is the Catholic University of Eastern Africa main campus.
Right. And it was a great venue.
Great venue.
Who's paying for this?
Different stakeholders.
Okay.
As in we have partners from across the political divide. We have Kenya Daima. We have civil society, we have media itself paying for it.
Right.
And this is media organizations across the industry. So
which is great.
We have various partners, and it's because they really believe in the objectives and the ethos of why debates are very important for this country.
Okay. Maybe a final question. You know, we obviously know one of the two candidates that are going to be president. I mean, I don't think we can kid ourselves and say, you know, this Wajakoya V hashtag that's been trending for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, right? It's either going to be Raila or Ruto, right? I mean, it's a two-horse race, right? Much like the English Premier League. But, you know, you have four candidates.
Yes.
So are we going to have all four, or are we going to have sort of horses and donkeys kind of thing? So we have the not so popular ones coming in first, and then we have the big two, or is it going to be all four together?
Yes, I will never say horses and donkeys.
I shouldn't have. As I said it, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said that, but anyway, yeah.
But we have the presidential debate guidelines, which is a matter of public document.
Mm-hmm.
And the debate guidelines are very clear in terms of who's going to participate. So you have the candidates who have attained 5% and above who go into tier two debate, which takes place from around 8 o'clock till 9:30.
Okay.
And then you have candidates who have attained sort of 5% and below, who then go into the tier one debate, which is from around 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m.
So if you were to do whatever sit of it, whatever polls you're doing to get this information, and Wajakoya, for example, is at 6%, he would end up in a debate with Raila and Ruto.
Yes. Because we
have
rules and we follow those rules.
Because that's a very real possibility.
Yes.
I mean, if you just look at people who are just on social media alone,
yeah,
it looks like he's got, you know, he could be more. I don't know, but it could be more than 5%. So we could actually have a three candidate. It's very possible in this particular debate, we could have a three candidate presidential debate.
Yes. And the reason why it was important to create the criteria was, or the threshold, was just to be able to have a debate. And we learned our lessons from 2013.
Because it's not a popularity contest, which is what people often think it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Because having eight people on a podium is just, it's not a debate. It just ends up being
messy.
Very messy.
Yeah.
By the time you ask one question, one candidate, by the time you reach candidate eight, as in even the audience back at home have even forgotten what
and
you're
bored.
Talking about. And they're bored.
Yeah.
So it's very important that you have debates that really enshrined the purpose of debates, and that is to be able to go into the real issues and dissect them and talk about them.
It's interesting, you know, I often think in my head, we were talking about you coming to visit about 3 or 4 days ago, and in my mind I was just kind of thinking about a Raila Ruto debate and what that would sound like. I mean, that is epic television, man.
Yeah.
Like, that would be epic to watch. I can understand why you're anticipating 40 million Kenyans to see or hear this.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter, on that day, there is no media house that runs any news.
Right.
The news is the debate.
That's the news, yeah,
yes,
yeah, for sure.
And there's no radio station that talks about anything else other than debate. So for us, it's our Super Bowl moment.
Absolutely, that's a great way
I think
to put
it's
it.
This country's Super Bowl moment happens only once every 5 years.
Yeah.
The only time that, you know, whether you have eyeballs, but it's not even about eyeballs, it's just you have the whole country sitting behind a set, listening behind a radio, or in person at the venue, just waiting to see what do you have to offer this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about it in a converse way, it's just the aspect of when you go for a job interview, you have to attend the job interview. And I think the candidates, the debates are almost like a job interview.
Right.
The public is asking you, come, we want to ask you, because there's also public participation, we want to be able to hear from you the things that you have to offer this country. And it also works well for accountability purposes, because the promises that you've made during the debates, media can be able to keep you accountable in your 5 years' term.
Right, and we always have this first 100 days in office conversation.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That will obviously be one of the questions in the debate. What are you going to do in your first 100 years? I'm certain. Again, I think one of the more important parts about having this debate is that we then can make informed decisions as the voting public.
Yes.
And not based on someone's, you know, hometown, not based on someone's history, but what they can offer me as a citizen of this country.
And if you look, what is the real issues that we're facing this election? This election is facing a very young voter sort of population. As if you look at the numbers that IBC was giving us, around 6 million, right? Not all of them have been able to register. But you have 6 million. You have lack of voter involvement, lack of voter participation. But the biggest thing is misinformation,
right?
And what do the debates do? The debates just bring clarity to information about health, about education, about governance, about cost of living.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going through a Ukraine crisis.
Yeah.
You know, I was just reading Business Daily this morning. And for the first time, the middle class is going for the category economy. You know, what does that mean? It's the first time that you're seeing the middle class going and buying small sachets to use on a day-to-day basis.
It's crazy.
Right? It's crazy. And what that means is that the debates then bring you to the fore in a controlled environment.
And also, it's in normal language because the moderators are going to break it down for us as opposed to trying to understand what they're saying when they go out on their rallies.
Yes, yes. Because sometimes, you know, when you're in a rally, you just, you know, sometimes...
It's just noise.
It's just noise. And and what the debates do is remove noise and bring real clarity on issues.
Wonderful. Right? Well, congratulations, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all pans out. And I'm hoping I can be in audience.
No, fantastic. And we're really looking forward. Yeah. Capital FM Group is one of the participating media houses.
Wonderful.
And I think there's just been enormous support from the public.
Wonderful.
Enormous support from the media industry. Enormous support from sort of stakeholders in the electoral process. And I think for the first time, one of the key things that Kenyans will see is for the first time, we're going to do fact checking.
Right.
In terms of the statements that the candidates are going to make.
Huge.
And this fact checking will then be released to the public. Is it, you know, when you say this statement, will it really work?
Right.
Is it true? Yeah. Is it unfounded?
Accountability.
Accountability. Yeah. And that's what these debates are bringing to the fore.
Let's all support where we can. Make sure we are there for all of the debates, starting with, you said, the gubernatorial
The gubernatorial. And I think just to mention, I think today we're releasing information to the public in terms of their public participation. They'll be allowed to send their questions through an email, info@debates.co.ke. Our website is debates.co.ke. There's also a phone number or a WhatsApp that they can be able to send. I think 0796.
You guys are going to be busy.
560-560. And there's also a short code. So all that, the public will be able, for the first time, send their questions, send their videos, and participate and say, look, I want to ask Polycarp Igathe this question.
Right.
I would like to ask Sakaja this question.
Right.
I would like to ask, you know, Agnes Gakure this question, you know, and all the other sort of nine candidates for the Nairobi gubernatorial.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. And I think we'll check back in with you probably between the debates, maybe before the presidential debate.
Too. And we'll make sure you actually sit in the crowd.
I want to be there for sure. Capital FM.